Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And today, guys, we're going to be talking about how to blow out the competition by offering more and being able to make more using creative financing. So Jeff kind of just told me about the title, but he has a deal that he's going to show us how he does that on.
Yeah, you'll like this one, and we'll make this short. But here are the particulars. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath. 1,500 plus square feet. Seller still owes about $57,000. Their payment is $635, PITI.
Okay.
It's a rental. Here is the funny part.
What was the payment again, Jeff? Sorry.
$635. They are receiving $675 in rent.
Receiving
$675. Yeah. Okay, so the property is dated. Yeah, it needs some updating.
Okay.
Okay. This lady answered no to taking payments for her equity.
Okay.
But when we actually talked to her, and we realize that she's probably losing money every month on this rental, right?
Yeah.
By the way, this property could rent for $1,500.
Okay. Could rent for $1,500. So she's way below.
Way below. Way below. Okay. We think the ARV is $255. Okay. So she already had another offer for cash because that's what she wanted for $165.
Okay.
Do you think that you could have offered $165, Jonathan?
To buy it as a flip, yeah, somewhere close to that. If ARV is $255.
Yeah, I think repairs are about $25.
Yeah.
So $165 would work. You'd probably get yourself $15,000 as a wholesale fee. And so we said, yep, we could pay $165 as well. But, you know, we could pay more if you were open to it. And she's like, well, what do you mean? It's like, look, this is a rental. How would you like to start making some better cash flow? And you don't have to deal with tenants and maintenance and repairs and if you're just willing to wait on some of your money for a little bit, you'll make a considerable amount more. She's like, I'm interested. Okay. So what we did is we now offered her $180,000, $15,000 more than the cash offer she has on the table, $9,000 down, 2.5% interest, simple interest, this is the hybrid, $850 a month, principal and interest. So she'll be reimbursed about $200 for taxes each month.
What was the payment?
$850
payment, okay.
So now she's receiving $1,050 as opposed to $675.
Yeah.
So she's getting $375 more dollars each month for selling the property and not taking all her cash. For 3.5 years is what we went, 42 months.
Or 42 months.
Okay. At the end of that 42 months, we will owe her $149,351. That's her balloon payment.
149.
So we're putting down 9,000. So yep. We owe her 171.
Okay.
And at the end of 3.5 years, we owe her 149. So we'll get about almost $22,000 principal pay down with a really small $850 a month payment.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, she's going to make $194,000 gross over the next 3.5 years. So almost $30,000 more than what she was almost willing to take as a cash offer.
You say 191? Is that what you said?
194,051.
Okay, gross.
Okay. So here was my idea. My idea was is that I could stay in the middle of this, but when I sent someone out to see it, it really needed a little more work than I would like to be involved with. It's not bad. It's still probably $25,000. But, you know, some of it I would need to do. I couldn't really just turn around and sell it as is. You know, a lot of the cabinets don't have doors. So they need to be replaced. It probably is going to need a good paint job, stuff like that. And I don't really want to do it. So I will do it because I'll make a lot more money if I did. But what did we decide that you would make if you offered that 165 cash?
Oh, in profit?
On a wholesale fee, yeah. 14, 15 grand, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So this is what we did. Is we currently have this property for sale at 206. Okay. 206 with $35,000 down. And we will pass on all the rest of the terms. They could come in, do, you know, 10 grand in work. So they'd be into this for 46,000, something like that.
Can you say you got it currently for sale for 202? Is that what you
206.
Said? 206. Oh, 206.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, if they put in 10 grand, that would probably make a world of difference. So they'll be into this for 45,000. You know, they're going to basically make $400 to $450 a month cash flow. But they're getting in, I wouldn't say light because they're still coming up with over 20%, but they're getting even better terms than you could get at the bank for sure right now. And in 3.5 years, this is going to pay down quite a bit. This property is worth 255. They'll owe, 150 at the end of 3.5 years. So there's a potential big payday if they want it later on. So the reason I threw this out there was that I felt like, hey, worst case scenario is I'll go fix it and, we'll sell to an owner occupant and, we'll probably get $25,000 down. So we'll make maybe very little up front, but we'll have a good cash flow because I'd have to raise the interest considerably and we'd have a big back end. Come 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. But why I can just wholesale this. And our profit at 206 is 26,000 as opposed to the 14 or 15. And it's because buyers want terms and the better the terms are, the easier this is. And I would tell you that if I reduced my purchase price by 5-6 grand and my down payment by 5-6 grand, it would be as easy to sell as the cash offer, and I'd still make more money. Maybe only 5 grand more, but I'd still make more money based on creating these terms as opposed to just going that cash route. So yeah. It's time to start leveraging your brain as opposed to just throwing out these cash offers. We told her right off the bat, we'd pay that too. But it wasn't until we told her we'd pay more if she would allow herself to be open to it. And yeah, she took this in like 5 seconds.
Okay. So your plan is just to wholesale it for 206 with 10% down. Is that right?
No, it's not 10% down. It's $35,000 down.
Oh, 35. So, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not 35.
So it's almost 20%.
Okay. Down. Okay. Yeah. And then buyer would make needed repairs or upgrades.
Yeah. Or whatever they want to do with it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And they're still getting, if it's worth 255, there's still equity there.
There's 50,000 equity in it. They're going to get that principal pay down over the next 3.5 years, and there's going to be a decent cash flow in it.
Yeah. Okay. So you're looking to wholesale this not to an owner occupant.
Yeah. What I decided is that this property needed a little more work than I wanted to deal with. And not every deal do I have to be in the middle, but what has to happen is every deal needs to make money. And I'm always looking at what's the best way that we can make money. And I don't know about you, but $26,000 as an assignment fee is nothing to sneeze at. So yeah,
pretty good.
If you made $26,000 on every assignment fee and you only did 10 or 20 a month, you'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking to sell this to a landlord?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Landlord or someone that would be open to then turning around and potentially lease optioning or selling it to an owner occupant. Either way.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. A landlord with 35K down.
Yep.
Cool. Well, that is certainly a way to blow out the competition if they're at 265. 165.
Yep.
And you're able to offer 180. And again, one of the things we emphasize all the time is you got to get in light. So $9,000 down is pretty light. And that's where you're able to arbitrage your wholesale fee and make some money on it just by passing on the terms to a landlord.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I made her a higher offer than even the 180. I made her a 190 offer with subordination with $70,000 down. She did not take it. That one would have been a great one too. I think the ultimate reason why she chose this is that I like to show them what they gross or net on the property. And, on the seller subordination, it was the higher price, but there's no other interest involved, right? It's principal only payments. And so she would only gross 190 as opposed to 194.
Over
194 over 3.5 years, the subordination was 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So she did not need that money up front, because that's the difference between 9,000 up front, and 70,000. Actually, we would pay off her loan. It would be 14,000 or thereabouts down payment to her, and her loan would be gone.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, this is, guys, this is kind of the power that you have with using creative financing. And really, it creates leverage, right? You're using $9,000 as leverage to, blow out your competition, number one, and then to be able to make, 20, 6,000 or whatever you said, on a wholesale fee. And so the other thing that makes this work is she's willing to accept, you know, an $850 a month payment, because she sounds like she has plenty of equity and her payment, her PITI is low enough. So if you're able to create a big enough spread between what you can pay your seller and what you could rent it for, then it works for a landlord. And if you can, if it works for a landlord, it's easier to wholesale, really.
Yep.
And you can get in and out quicker, because there's investors looking for these properties all the time. If they provide, you know, great cash flow and they're buying it for, or they're buying it with equity, I should say. So.
Yeah. And that's the whole reason why we're looking at just wholesaling it to a landlord, is that, it's in this is actually right by a university. It's only a block and a half away. So you could probably rent this by the room and get $1,600 to $1,800 a month in rent, if that's what you wanted to do. But this one did tempt me to stay in the middle, but I didn't really. It's not a place where we do a ton of business, because some of it is more rural. So what we decided to do was, hey, if we can just get this money up front and be done, let's be done. And that, I love having those choices, right? So if this was in my own backyard, I'd be like, hell no, let's just sell it and stay in the middle. It'll be worthwhile. But yeah. Choices are good.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Cool. All right, guys, we'll just keep this one nice and short, but I hope your takeaway here is, if you learn how to use creative financing and you can show the seller that you're able to gross them more if they're willing to wait for their equity, then this works. And in this scenario,
this lady said no to terms.
Yeah. She said no to terms, but then, you know, when you ask it a different way, hey, we can pay you more.
And she didn't know what terms meant.
Yeah. So always ask the question in a different way, I guess. And, you know, anytime you're making an offer or talking to a seller, say, yeah, we can pay you that cash. Just say, but we can also pay you more too, if you know, you're open to receiving some cash flow on this property for a period of time. So I love that. And realize that, you know, once you learn how to use these strategies, you can do this on most properties where someone has a cash offer, you know, as long as the house isn't like fire damaged or, you know, needs it.
Obviously the more work, the less owner occupant buyers you may have, but you know, there's still handyman and people that, you know, have access to, people that, you know, friends that are really handy, that, you know, they can do work for a lot less money than, you know, hiring a contractor, and that's how they build their equity.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Well, cool. Let's wrap it up here then. Guys, hopefully by the time this episode rolls out, we have the Creative Financing Academy up and going. And we will do an announcement once that is done. But it's an online platform where it's an all-in-one place where you can learn how to use creative financing, learn the basic strategies, and more importantly, be able to practice making these kind of offers that we just discussed. So look for that. And if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can do so on our creative financing hotline, 877-409-8090. You can also text, if you have not already, text CFP or creative financing to that number, and you'll get special access to a step-by-step video that Jeff shows you start to finish on how he comes up with three different offers on a property and his exit strategy and how he gets paid on that. So go get that if you haven't already. And then please rate and review our show. We're really trying to grow it this year, grow our audience, grow our reach this year. And we need your help to do it. So if you love this content and you get a ton of value out of it, please, you know, just as a thanks to us, just go and review the show, like it, subscribe, whatever you need to do on your podcast platform. But it really helps get the word out, and it suggests it to other people looking for the same kind of content. Anything you'd like to add, Jeff?
I have an apprentice program. I'm looking to work with people all over the country. It is on wholesaling with a creative financing supplement to it. Obviously, we just went over how we wholesale with using creative financing. I want to work with people all over the country. We can really blow this thing up. So if you have interest, give me a call on that hotline number. We'll get you out some information. Zero pressure, none. It's either a good fit or it's not. But if it is, I'd love to work with you, help you get to where your real estate goals are.
Cool. Okay, guys, till next time, go out there and create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.